Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. Welcome back to another episode of the Art of Paid Traffic podcast, everybody. What's going on? Rick Mulready here. This is episode number 130. Hope this finds you well. Thanks a lot for coming to hang out with me today. Really appreciate it. We just wrapped up, or we didn't wrap it up. The Social Media Marketing World Conference wrapped up yesterday when I'm actually recording this, and it was a great conference. And I just want to thank everybody and say hello. Big shout out to everybody who came out to me and told me that they listen to the podcast and how much they like it. I met a lot of students there, which I always love to do. And yesterday when I'm recording this anyway, I spoke about Facebook video ads, did a solo session in the morning. And then in the afternoon, we did a Facebook ads Q&A panel, and both were really, really good. Had a lot of fun, a lot of great feedback afterwards. So if I met you during the conference, thank you so much for all of the support. Really, really appreciate it. And what we're going to be talking about here today was one topic that people were asking me about. We're going to be talking about Facebook Messenger ads today. And two episodes ago, in episode number 128, I broke down and gave you a behind the scenes look at my recent FB Ad Manager program launch. So if you've not yet caught that episode, definitely check that out. It's episode 128, rickmulready.com/128. In that episode, I shared what we did with our Facebook ads, and they did really, really, really well. And I shared like how we tested different things, how we set up the ad campaigns, how we scaled the ads, our retargeting strategies. And I also shared that we tested Facebook Messenger ads for the very first time. We spent $105, 105, on Messenger ads, and we could directly attribute over $9,000 in sales to those Messenger ads. Needless to say, I was sold on using Messenger ads going forward in every promotion that we do. And as I mentioned, I've been getting a lot of requests from listeners of the show here to dive more deeply into a couple of those topics that we covered in episode number 128, that behind the scenes look at the Facebook ads campaigns, specifically Messenger ads and the scaling strategies that we use. So I'm going to be talking about Messenger ads today. And then over the next couple episodes, we're going to be talking about these things here. So we're going to cover scaling in the next episode. So how we use Messenger ads in our launch? Well, what we did was we had three webinar trainings, two on a Wednesday and one on a Thursday. The Thursday one wrapped up at around 2 o'clock Pacific time in the afternoon. And then once those webinars finished, we immediately started Messenger ads, and we targeted those people who had registered for the webinars but had not bought yet. Okay. And the reason that I did that is because I wanted the audience size to be a little larger. Now, you can certainly, and I think a great strategy for using Messenger ads, as we're going to talk about here today, is to retarget people who visit your sales page but don't buy. Okay, and we'll talk more about that here in just a second. Now, when it came to the Messenger ad that we were using, we used the type of Messenger ad that is a destination, meaning when people clicked on the ad, it looks like a regular ad in your newsfeed. Well, when people clicked on that ad, their Facebook Messenger appears, that box appears, and they could directly chat with us. And we ran two different versions of the Messenger ad. Again, these are running in the newsfeed, so they look just like a regular Facebook ad, okay? And we ran two different versions of the ad, but they both focused on the same sort of theme or same sort of messaging, okay? Because we were retargeting people who had registered for the webinar but had not yet bought, I decided to focus the messaging around answering questions about the new FB Ad Manager program, because I'd been talking about this for a while, several months actually. And so people were waiting for this course. And the messaging in the ad was very simple. I said, considering joining the FB Ad Manager before enrollment closes, click below to instantly connect with my team to ask any questions that you might have. We're happy to help. And then the headline in the ad just said, questions about the FB Ad Manager? Chat with us. Now, I'm going to include screenshots of these ads in the show notes for today's episode, which is going to be at rickmulready.com/130130. And, you know, as I mentioned, I chose to retarget the webinar registrants because this was a larger audience. And you might want to try this doing that, or you also might want to try this with people who visit your sales page but don't buy, because that's another great way to be using Messenger ads, because Messenger ads are generally low funnel type ad types, okay? Meaning we're moving people from consideration of your program or product or service to actually purchasing. But you can also use Messenger ads when targeting cold traffic, which I'll talk about a little bit more about here in a second. So, you know, that would be more of a top of the funnel type of Messenger ad. And when it came to these Messenger ads, I was amazed. So we started, again, we started these ads after the last webinar that we did. So this was a Thursday afternoon and enrollment was going to be open for the next few days. And I was amazed at the interaction that my team and I were able to have with people who were messaging in. Now, we didn't have a ton of conversations. We had like 45 conversations over 5 days, which, I mean, not too shabby. It's not a ton. But for a first time experiment, I was very, very happy with it. And primarily because people were asking to learn more about the program. Like, they were saying things like, hey, I missed the webinar training, but I wanted to hear about the offer. Can you send me more information about it? Yes, of course I can. Here you go. They were also asking questions, like specific questions about the content of the program. And, you know, can we send them the link to learn more for more information? They were also expressing their concerns and objections around the program. And because we were chatting with them in real time, we were able to address those concerns and objections right then and there. And for my team and I, hearing this information in real time, these objections and concerns that people were having, that allowed us to address those concerns and objections in our follow-up emails. So we were able to be really dynamic in how we were responding to people via email because we were getting that instant feedback from people using these Messenger ads. And I had people tell me, more than one person tell me, that they enrolled in the course simply because we took the time to be available to them and answer their questions. It was pretty funny because there was times when I was on there myself and people didn't believe it was me. And I was like, no, it's really me. And, you know, that was another reason that they joined. They're like, you know what? The fact that you yourself are on here answering questions is pretty darn cool. Now, I couldn't do it all the time, of course, but, you know, we're going to talk about this here in a second, but it was very important to me to have resources on my team to be able to be there and answer people's questions as quickly as possible. I'm going to post screenshots of some of these conversations that we were having in the show notes page. Also, again, rickmulready.com/130. And we spent, again, $105 on these Messenger ads over 5 days, and we could directly attribute over $9,000 in sales to them. Pretty cool stuff. Now, A few things to note when using messenger ads, like how I'm talking about here. You do need, for these destination messenger ads, you need to use the traffic objective, meaning like send traffic to a website. So you've got to use the traffic objective. Otherwise, you won't see it as an option. I'm also going to include a couple of screenshots, like setup screenshots, how you set up messenger ads over on the show notes page as well. Another cool thing is, yes, we retargeted people who've registered for our webinar but hadn't yet purchased. But when it comes to destination messenger ads, you can target anybody on Facebook. And so this is where it's pretty cool. And we'll talk a little bit more right now about targeting cold traffic with your messenger ads, because you can target anybody on Facebook. It doesn't have to be a retargeting type of scenario. We also use a tool, and as I mentioned in episode number 128, we use a tool called ManyChat, ManyChat.com, and that helped us automate the initial response. Okay, now there's different ways to use ManyChat, which I'm going to share, but we used it in a very, very simple and straightforward way. That is, when somebody messaged us from the ad, I wanted an automated message to appear to them right away so that they knew that we received their message and that we're going to get right back to them. Okay, so ManyChat is a bot, but it's also a cool messaging platform. All right, and I'll explain that here in just a second. Now, the message that we had set up was, thanks for the message, we'll chat you back ASAP. So I just wanted to make sure that people understood that this was actually real, that they were being heard, and that we're going to get right back to them very, very quickly. Now, with this automated message, it took us about a day to play around and figure out how best to use it. I wanted to keep it very simple and helpful, but I also didn't want it to come across like super automated feeling type of bot thing. You know, that's why my team and I monitored the message and we got back to people very, very quickly. Okay. So if you decide to use ManyChat, my understanding is that there's more and more of these types of tools that are coming out every day now. I mean, the word is out. I mean, it's pretty obvious that, you know, messaging like this with Facebook messages, text messaging and all that, services are coming out that are allowing you to do this sort of thing. Of course, with text messaging, you've been able to do this for a while now. But, you know, ManyChat is certainly not the only game out there. But I used it. I was very happy with it. I'm still very happy with it. It's very, very easy to use. It's free. I think it's up to like 500 subscribers, if you will. Not subscribers, but people who message you. ManyChat keeps track of these people, and you can have up to 500 for like $10 a month. So it's very, very inexpensive. So as I mentioned, my team and I monitored those messages and got back to people very quickly while we were also using that simple automated response, which leads me to something really, really important here. If you are going to use messenger ads as a destination, you know, you really should consider, you know, making sure that you have resources in your team to be able to respond to people in a timely manner. You know, like I mentioned, you can automate responses, but for me, I personally like the idea of my potential customers actually being able to talk to somebody on my team, especially during a launch. I am not going to do a launch going forward without using messenger ads because we had such a great experience and great success with them. So, you know, talking about this tool called ManyChat, one feature of ManyChat is that after people message your Facebook page, ManyChat is collecting those people, and you have the ability to send messages to those people that will appear in their Facebook messages inbox. And you can do this directly through ManyChat. They call it a broadcast. So, for example, if you've messaged me on my Facebook page and I have ManyChat set up, I could turn around, say, like when a new podcast episode comes out, and give you a heads up in your Facebook messages that I've released a new podcast episode. You know, hey there, just wanted to let you know we've just released a brand new episode over on The Art of Paid Traffic. I could give you the name of the episode and I could give you a link to go listen to it right now. So that's pretty cool stuff. And this is just one feature. And look, this episode is certainly not about ManyChat. I'm just trying to describe to you how we used it and the types of a couple of the cool things that you can do with it. It also allows you to set up automated responses based on what people message you about. And this is really where the whole cold traffic thing comes in. If you're using a messenger ad and you're targeting cold traffic, you could set up automated responses based on how people respond to you, like the types of keywords that they're using and that sort of thing. You can ask them questions, and depending on how they answer, you could set up, you know, rules, as they call it, to respond to them in specific ways. So essentially, you could automate a whole sales funnel with, you know, using messenger ads and a tool like ManyChat. Now, we've not tested this yet, so we're going to come back to this opportunity in a future episode where we'll cover, you know, we'll test it out first and then we'll talk about it here on the podcast. But there's a lot of opportunities there, pretty cool stuff. Now, as we're talking about messenger ads here, we're talking about the messenger ad as a destination. There's also another type of messenger ad, and that is the messenger ad as a placement. Now, this is where your ad will appear in somebody's Facebook messages. Okay, just like I just mentioned that you can send a broadcast through a tool like ManyChat, this is the same thing here, but this is actually, you're actually doing it as an ad within Facebook here, okay? In order to do this, in order to choose the messenger ad as a placement, you would choose either the traffic or the conversions objective. So either one of those, you'll be able to choose the messenger as a placement, okay? And this is more of a push, quote unquote, ad experience, because you're pushing that message out to people and it's showing up in their Facebook messages. Unlike the messenger ad as a destination, that's more of a pull. People are clicking on the ad and initiating that conversation with you rather than having your ad appear in their Facebook messages using Messenger as a placement. So just keep that in mind. You'd want to kind of test out the amount of messages that you're sending. I wouldn't be doing this too frequently because that is their personal, quote unquote, you know, personal inbox, if you will, there in Facebook. Now, unlike the destination messenger ad, I realize this could be a little bit confusing. There's just two different types, destination and the placement one. Okay. So for the placement one, you can only target people who have messaged your Facebook page already. All right. And then, as I mentioned earlier, with the destination messenger ad, you can target anybody on Facebook. So there's a pretty clear distinction there. So that is how we use messenger ads. Again, I'm going to include screenshots of everything that we did, including the ads themselves, some examples of the actual conversations we had with people. Of course, I'm going to gray out the person's name, but I'll show you the types of conversations we were having and also some screenshots there of how you can go about setting these messenger ads up in Power Editor. But, you know, hopefully, as you can see here, messenger ads present a really unique opportunity to engage with people through a medium that right now over a billion people are actively using. Over a billion people are actively using Facebook Messenger. So this is something that's only going to get bigger, the opportunity for people to quickly get answers and information. And it's really, really easy to do. You know, while I was at social media marketing world, part of the things I was hearing from people is that they keep hearing about the opportunities that exist with messenger ads, but there seems to be sort of, I'm not really sure what it is. It's sort of like a roadblock. They think this is something very confusing to do. And hopefully by listening to this episode here and checking out the screenshots, you know, over on the show notes page, hopefully you do try this out. And like I mentioned, I only spent $105 over 5 days and had a massive ROI. I think the biggest obstacle that, you know, probably should be there for you is, do you have the resources to be able to, quote unquote, man that chat box there? Because people are going to be messaging you and they're going to expect a response from you. So like I said, this is only going to get bigger, guys. The opportunity for people to quickly get answers and information from you. I mean, this is the world that we live in. We want instant results. We want instant answers. And Facebook Messenger ads are a really quick and easy way to do this. This is another form of communication, just like, say, text messaging, for example, that is another way to add value to our target audience. So as I mentioned, I'm going to put screenshots of our Messenger ads as well as an example of the actual messages that we received where people were asking us for more information and saying that they're enrolling because we were able to talk to them during this open enrollment period. I'll also include some screenshots for how you go about setting up these Messenger ads. The show notes page for the episode today is rickmulready.com/130 for everything that we're talking about here. Before we go, if you are liking the podcast here and you've not yet left a quick, honest rating review for the show over on iTunes, please show your support by taking a second to do that. It's a huge help. Only takes literally about 30 seconds to do it. Over on iTunes, just type in The Art of Paid Traffic, click on ratings and reviews, and you can leave your honest rating and review right there. Also, I'd love for you to follow me over on Instagram as I'm sharing more behind the scenes and also tips and strategies there with Insta Stories. Simply Rick Mulready on Instagram. That's a great place also for you to let me know if there's a topic that you'd like to hear about here on the show or a guest that you'd like to hear from here on the podcast. You can just message me there on Instagram. Guys, thank you so much for listening today. I really appreciate it. As I mentioned at the top of the show, coming up in the next episode, I'm going to be sharing smart ways to be scaling your Facebook ads without ruining the good results that you are getting. So until then, my friends, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what is working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.